choice of place and of time. Reason and knowledge are the forbidden fruits that have destroyed your civilization. You have failed to submit to the guidance of natural laws, rather than attempting their control. Only those truths which speak to the imagination alone endure. Truths known in ancient days, days when blue rivers ran undammed, between hills unhewn, into far forest solitudes, primeval, odorous, and unexplored. Instead, evil has arisen from knowledge. Innumerable smoking cities, green leaves burning in furnaces, the face of nature deformed as with the ravages of some loathsome disease. Know that there is only one eternal sense. It is the moral embodiment of time. By its aid, you can measure the irregularities of the clock upon the mantle. The slightest deviations from the true proportion will affect you just as violations of abstract truth are wont to affect the moral sense. This keen, perfect, self-existing sentiment of duration, this sentiment existing independently of any succession of events, this sixth sense, upspringing from the ashes of the rest, is the first obvious and certain step of the intemporal soul upon the threshold of the temporal eternity.
He that truly sees may be the master of place and time.